June 25th, 2018. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Members of the commission here today are?
Annie Mahoney.
Kirk Rancetta.
Kristen Miner.
Matthew Roman.
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction remodeling projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. The commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Okay, so should I just do the type three thing now, or should we just go to items of interest, you think?
You can read it right before that item start, or...
Okay, let's do that. So I guess the first item on the agenda today is items of interest to the commission.
The only thing I really had is I just wanted to remind the commission about this document on Southwest Corridor that you got last time we were here. We decided that time that you guys could look this over and we would be prepared to submit a letter before the July 30th deadline. We have one more hearing scheduled with stuff on it, July 9th, and then July 23rd. There's currently nothing on that agenda, so we could potentially cancel that meeting if we wanted to tackle this on July 9th and appoint a subcommittee to take control of that letter.
Okay.
Which might be better for all of you.
Yeah, since I've recused myself from that discussion, I might just pass this over to Kristen so that she could maybe develop the subcommittee to discuss that.
Okay.
Please excuse me chewing. So, fellow commissioners, I guess the question in front of us then is, would we prefer to go ahead and appoint a subcommittee to really have them tackle it in depth? I don't know if you've started, but I have done a little bit of just kind of beginning to wade through, you know, each section of the light rail alignment and sort of what gets impacted. So it takes a while. So a lot of information there. If we do that, then we could potentially avoid a hearing on the 23rd altogether and just get our letter done through subcommittee. What's the feeling on that?
I think that's a good idea. I would be willing to volunteer to be a part of the subcommittee.
I know that
Did
Ernestina.
I already volunteer? I can't remember.
I don't think that you did. I know Ernestina was really interested in it.
Great.
She took the chunky one.
I could also be a part of the subcommittee.
Okay.
Sound good to you? Commissioner Mahoney?
Sounds good.
All right.
Is there any discussion of the, you know, how do we weigh the context and the need for the services? And I mean, I don't think this is a case where just, you know, don't tear down historic buildings.
Right.
Is going to, anyway, it seems like a weighing of routes that, you know, maybe one route affects historic preservation or historic resources more than another route. Anyway, I just want to make sure that the subcommittee has the consensus of the commission's thinking on this in terms of, you know, are there resources that need to be protected no matter what, or is mitigation going to be acceptable? And therefore, what is the mitigation?
Would you like this subcommittee then to be able to touch on some of this on July 9th? I mean,
yeah, I just thought if we, I just wanted to bring it up.
Pushes our work a little, but you're right. I mean, I think it's important.
So that you, I'm not sure how do you even begin that letter without some kind of
direction
of.
I think that's fair.
And also just as I drive down those routes, and I've heard now in the news sort of the announcements of the public hearings and whatnot, you know, it might be worth looking at both those routes in terms of one of them, I think, didn't we just approve a large design review project on Barber Boulevard?
Yes, we did.
And I kept thinking, well, how is that impacted by this?
Right.
Anyway, there's some big issues. So anyway, if you have thoughts.
Do you want to be on the subcommittee?
Maybe you should take my spot if you wish. Because it sounds like you have some specific ideas.
I mean, especially because if you're familiar,
I'm willing to work on it, but it's more.
I don't know. It sounds like some real.
Okay, all right. I will work on it with you guys.
Awesome.
I also.
I don't know that I have the answer. I guess as I'm.
Nobody does. Exploring
the edges of the problem. So.
I also don't know that Ernestina wants to be on the subcommittee, but I know that she was really interested in digging into the document. So, I'm not volunteering her.
Maybe we should say Ernestina, but if she doesn't want to, then Wendy, perhaps you would be willing to step back in.
Okay. Thanks. I'll check in with her tomorrow.
Well, that's what I get for opening my mouth.
Yeah.
Yay, Commissioner Roman.
And then quickly, the other thing is also on July 9th, besides talking about this, we only have a half an hour briefing on the new Central City 2035 plan, so that would probably be a good day for a thorough work session on state of the city subject matter, and really assigning people to tackle articles that you might want to include in that.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think we were going to brainstorm a little bit today, so maybe if we have a few minutes, we can just talk about it.
At the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for me.
Anything else from other commissioners now, or we can always have some more discussion after the hearings?
I just wanted to mention, I sent you all the email with the discussion. It's an older document, but it spoke to some outreach on the issue of, I think, frontier properties. But some of the ideas I thought were pretty good, and they weren't that old in terms of, you know, looping back to our discussion last hearing about outreach to the community. And there's like an educational section as well as an outreach section, and maybe at the end we can talk more. But I just want to make sure you received it, though.
The early Willamette Valley settlement era. Yep, I actually know. You guys might know Liz Carter, who wrote that.
Great. And you know, like I said, substantively, probably, you know, but there, beginning, I think on page 46, there were some really robust discussion about how they could inform the public about these properties and how it could be, you know, good for the preservation effort as a whole to just have some more outreach.
Awesome. Thanks for following up.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? We're good?